Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, look at the time. It's 4 minutes past seven. That, of course, means that it's time for Generation Next on your favourite radio station, Joy 94.9. And if you're in Sydney, then you're obviously listening to the Star Observer Digital, a digital radio pop-up station presented by Tooza, Joy and Star Observer. See the banner at joy.org.au for more details. And joining you tonight on Generation is myself, Dylan, Nelson and Kat. How are we, crew?
So well, yet so tired at the same time.
Isn't that the way? Didn't this week just fly by and take all of your energy with it?
Yeah, it didn't. It felt like it went forever for me, but
yeah,
it was good. It was good.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling so dusty after the weekend. Mm. I'm just like, but no, I'm glad, you know, we're here. It's Generation Next. It's the home for news and views critical to LGBTI youth. And if you want to join in the conversation at any point throughout tonight's show, send us a message on 0427-JOY-949 or shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au. What's going on in the show tonight?
Whoa, we've got a big night tonight, it seems. It's a very varied night. We'll be talking about do you diet or work out and self-perception and self-image a little bit later on, which I think is going to be a gritty and pertinent one for the ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you on that because it seems that our culture, and especially to the GLBTI community and young people, that we really don't have like a good sense of self-image. And it's not so much, we have like a bit of a counterculture where it's like we want that person's lips or that person's arm or that person's style. So it should be food for thought for anyone wanting to text in.
Definitely very interesting. We've got some good tunes coming up, don't we, guys?
Yes, we love to sing and dance. Yeah.
When do we have bad tunes on
Gen Next? Maybe once or twice.
Oh. I love how Kat just looked at Nelson then.
Kat looked at me.
No.
Kat, are you talking about that time that I sang The Sound of Music?
Yeah, that was horrible.
That was not horrible, Kat. The hills were alive.
I was uncomfortable.
Isn't that a recent event, though? That didn't you do that to expose her to that today?
Yeah.
That was a duet.
Each and every day.
Kat, that was a duet. Okay?
Yeah, I joined in a
willing.
Little bit.
You
but
were consenting to that, Kat.
It was consensual.
A consensual sung act. They happen. They happen. And of course, we have got some hard-hitting articles for Gay School, but that's coming up closer to the end of the hour. But we do love hearing from you, so make sure you keep us company in the Joy Studios on 0427-JOY-949, or you can hit us up on email with onair@joy.org.au, or if you just feel like a good old chinwag, call front desk on 1300-JOY-949. Yeah, and what did you two get up to on the weekend that just passed?
Oh my god, we had a party.
Did we do that?
Yeah,
is that what we did?
We partied on Friday night. It was very excitable. Yeah, it was really fun.
Cool, because I thought you guys were going to be herding cattle or something from the term dusty and the amount of energy that it's.
Yeah, Dylan, were you doing that or did you do?
What did I do? Well, I work at one of Melbourne's bigger nightclubs that are open to the wee hours in the morning. Mm. And on Saturday, the patrons were lucky enough to go on a boat cruise and and imbibe in some social lubrication and then get off the boat and then come to the club. And yeah, it was...
Sounds fun.
Saturday night/Sunday morning was... I don't think I've ever had such a deep sleep when I eventually got home. Mm. It was tough. And then at one point, like towards the end of the morning on Sunday morning, everyone just was, the guys who were running the event came up and they were like, oh yeah, so we're just going to go now. And we're like, cool, thanks for that. So that was nice when the music finally stopped and we could, you know, not hear certain people that would call themselves DJs, who I really wouldn't.
Is that like someone who shakes your drink and calls himself a mixologist?
Oh, yeah. You know, I refrained from applying for a job purely because the like little caption was like, fancy yourself a mixologist?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah. I do not want to use that word.
That's second to those Facebook events that you get, want a career in hospitality? What does that mean? And then it's a really vague sort of, yes, as part of my course or diploma, I must get you to learn how to stir some martinis.
My favorite is because I used to do the call center circuit, and ooh, just how they, you know, it's not a call center, it's a contact center, or you're the phone cell. And it's like, no, mate.
It's a call center.
It's a call center. People are calling you and we're in a centralized location. You are in a call center. And just like the little buzzwords that people use just to make sure their existence isn't as benign as they may be. Wow, I am a cynic tonight.
You are, Dylan. Really? That call center job really upset you.
I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm still, like, sometimes when I blink, I can still see some of the systems that we use.
Oh, yeah, my housemate has worked at a call center for, like, 4 years. And, like, she earns, like, a pretty good amount, but it's just, like, so tedious.
That's the thing. Yeah. They suck you in with the money, but then you just forget that you once had a soul.
Yeah.
And your eyes lit up on money, Dylan. Yeah. Yeah. That's not what life's about.
Ching, ching.
It's not
sound
at all.
Sound effects for everyone out there.
I've got to say, I think we've forgotten to mention something else that we're going to be doing tonight.
I can't think of anything that you could be talking about.
Are you
we have
sure
someone
about
very
that?
Special in the studio.
We do have someone very special in the studio, guys. We're actually going to be talking to young filmmaker Fraser Green a little bit later on, aren't we, guys?
We are, and he is a testament to everyone the older generations who say that Gen Y are lazy and that we don't get stuff done. Well, hey, to you, I'm 12. So he'll be coming up really soon. We do have more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.